Ben, you were really getting into it there.
It's a catchy song.
It is. But it's the official theme song of these Lotcasts, the official podcast of everydayslotonday.com. Five-man panel tonight. I'm Jeremy, joined by Adam.
What's up?
Ben.
Hi.
The aforementioned Ben. Griffo.
Yo.
And Matt.
Howdy.
Yeah, two guests tonight. We have a lot to discuss. Champions League is back. Well, the group stage, at least, is back.
That's a real Champions League. There's no other Champions League.
Yeah. Oh, there's the CONCACAF Champions League, but...
For God's sake.
not to be a wet blanket or anything.
Just stop right there. You know, door's right there. Walk out right now.
We just started.
It's over.
Without me, this doesn't get posted.
Oh, so you think.
There are other ways. So, where do we begin? Lots of storylines on this first match day of the group stage.
Well, shall we begin with PSV and United?
It's Group B. PSV and United. Let's start with Group A then. First fixture in Group A, our Lord and Savior, now playing at PSG, against his boyhood club, PSG 2-0 over Malmo.
Yeah, too bad he didn't score. That would have been a nice thing.
Yeah, it did play pretty well, though. Assisted on Cavani's goal just after the hour.
Cavani back.
Let's ask Mo his opinion, Cavani, if you were here.
for now.
Di Maria had a really...
Di Maria really back. Pretty.
Yeah. So glad the lad's finally being appreciated. And like he was.
Would you look at that? If he's not playing under Louis van Gaal, he can actually do things.
Yeah. Even though Blanc isn't really a good manager. He's not the taskmaster of Louis is. But yeah, PSG kind of strolled to victory in this one. It's tough being a Swedish team because their season's obviously much different because of the climate.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that they got this opportunity, basically, I think. They're going to make they made a load of money off of just playing as Zlatan. I mean, they get sold out in, like, what, an hour?
Yep.
That Qatar Investment Authority, though.
Made all these big signings possible. Possession, 75% for PSG, just 25% for the visitors from Sweden. Two players on PSG managed over 140 touches, Thiago Motta and Marco Verratti. Di Maria managed 116 touches and was just excellent in 83 minutes of duty. A really good way for PSG to kick off the group stage, and they hope, and they certainly can, make the final this year.
They can be a low-key favorite. I can actually see them going to the final.
It depends who they draw on the way, because I can't see them beating Barca or Bayern.
Then again,
I mean, Barca is their proven kryptonite. We know that.
Yeah, Barca's their kryptonite.
I can see them beating Real, for example.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. I think they annihilate them.
And those two will tangle on match day 3 in Paris.
Yeah.
That is at the end of October. Can't wait for that. Speaking of Real Madrid, 4-0 winners over Shakhtar Donetsk. Cristiano Ronaldo with a hat trick, yada, yada, yada.
Shit, what else?
Two penalties, though.
Two penalties, because it wouldn't be a Cristiano Ronaldo hat-trick without at least one penalty.
Those Fox Soccer commenters on Facebook, they comment in Pinaldo every time he scores a legit goal. But he did score a couple penalties, so...
Eight goals in the past two games for him, three of them penalties.
Yeah, I think if I was him, I'd give the penalties for somebody else just to prove a point at this point.
And I think he scored a hat-trick.
Leave him for Benzema, you know?
Yeah, give him the
Benzies.
Or Bale, or... For hell.
Or Pepe. He should give the free kicks to Bale and the penalties to Benzema.
Yeah, or give them to James.
Yes.
No, James on free kicks now. He's become a beast on those, but we won't be seeing that for a little while.
Give him to me, but I'm still sitting out. God damn it. Come on.
Yeah, I can do it on crutches.
He probably could.
He really probably could. He could swing his crutch and it curl in off the far post or something. Shakhtar lost a lot this summer. No Douglas Costa for them. Yeah.
Well, Douglas Costa right there. That's goes their Shakhtar. Team. There goes Shakhtar.
No Luis Adriano.
And Adriano. Yeah, who's at Milan now? I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good signing because Milan is. I mean,
no midfield.
Nope.
Which is quite ironic when they were saying that there's no way Roma wins the championship. Well, Roma's doing pretty good compared.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about Roma.
Got Jeremy Menez, but no midfield.
No midfield. Play Jeremy Menez in midfield.
Yes, play Jeremy Menez midfield.
Just drop him back there.
Go for a 5-5-0 formation. There you go.
The false two nines.
I mean, Bakka can play deeper into midfield. Why not?
That said, they want to play Balotelli in midfield. Like I was just like, or like play him as like a number 10, and I was like,
I'd pay to see that, like Balo false nine set up.
How else are you gonna field those three? And Balo was good in the derby against Inter, very good.
Yep.
It's good to see him do well and get away from Brendan.
It shows how much like really interesting things were in the Real Madrid Shakhtar match if we're talking about Balotelli. I mean, it's just a predictable result.
Cristiano scored three times. What else is there to talk about?
Cristiano scored, Real wins. Move on.
Cristiano also scored a hat trick in the last league game, I think, right?
Yep.
He scored five against Espanyol.
Yeah, what else is new?
Scored five against them, and only one penalty there.
Cristiano defeats inferior team. Life goes on.
You know, that's just a pedestrian performance from him. You know?
Yeah, just three, Jesus.
Hey, I mean, it's like when you hear a LeBron getting a near triple double every night. It's like, hey, it's LeBron. You know,
Bale went off injured in this game, as did Sergio Ramos. Bale has a calf injury. He will miss at least a couple weeks. Ramos dislocated his shoulder.
Bale missing a couple of weeks might be better for them.
Ramos, a.k.a. the terrorist.
Been given a freer role this year, and that's come into conflict with how Cristiano does things.
Yeah.
Like, the Daily Mail ran this, not sure how true it is. I'd like it to be true, but I'm not sure how true it is, that Cristiano's personality sent Bale and Isco to the therapist.
Wow.
I am not his controlling ways made Bale angry and send him to a therapist.
Cristiano Ronaldo is the Kobe Bryant of football, so I wouldn't be surprised at all.
That sounds like a National Enquirer headline, too.
It's a great headline. I do not believe it's true.
But then again, in terms of personality, like on the field, not off the field, but on the field, a bit, I'd say.
Yeah, on the field, he's a total prick.
Yeah. I mean, then again, though, Daily Mail is the English version of the National Enquirer. So,
New York Post, or pick your publication,
or the Post, or Daily News. Yeah. Anything you see on the supermarket magazine rack.
Anything that is followed, like anything you'll see a headline of on Twitter, would followed by really. That's the kind of publication. So yeah, I wouldn't treat that too seriously. I think
it was funny though.
I think every athlete should have a therapist. It helps deal with the stress of being an athlete in a premier club. So I don't know if this is big news.
Yeah. At any rate, Real Madrid goes to Sweden next to play Malmo, and Shakhtar will host PSG the next match day in less than 2 weeks' time.
Ukraine is a hard place to be to be in, though. So.
Ukraine's to Sweden's top too.
Yeah. So that might be fun. That might
a lot
be more
of the Eastern European countries are really tough to play in.
Except for Poland, apparently.
No. Except for Poland. Group B. Wolfsburg beating CSKA Moscow 1-0. CSKA unable to get on the board in this one. Despite a spirited effort, a Julian Draxler goal, the only one of the game. Draxler played extremely well in this game.
De Bruyne 2.0 right there.
Yep.
I'm very excited for what he's going to be in Wolfsburg. I think he picked the perfect place to develop.
He was tremendous. 104 touches, 3 shots, 5 key passes, and scored the goal on 40 minutes.
The only thing I care about Moscow is Igor Akinfeev. That's about it. Nothing else.
I like Roman Aramenko.
Also, as well. 36 years old now. Dumbia. Yeah. Former Roma great, Seydou Dumbia.
Former Roma great FIFA legend, Seydou Dumbia, yeah.
Along with Victor Barbo, both FIFA legends.
Yeah.
And Ahmed Musa.
And Ahmed Musa, yes.
Can't forget. Can't
it's
forget.
Basically the FIFA legend team if they get Barbo.
And Sergei Ignatievich, 36 years old now. Still doing his thing.
He's and also well Tozic is there. He's a solid.
Zoran Tozic is a solid for Serbia.
Serbia.
Oh god. That was bad.
Also, you want to know how bad things are going for Bas Dost right now? 10 touches in 45 minutes was subbed off for Lord Bentner.
The Lord and Savior. Ballon d'Or Bentner.
And Bentner had 3 times the touches.
Bentner is the savior of Wolfsburg.
Well, this calls for Basto.
Dope.
One-hit wonder, Basto.
He had that stretch last January that was just tremendous. And then he went back to being Basto.
One-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I bet he would rip up the... He would rip up the Dutch league, though.
He already did that.
Look the young style, you know.
Should go back and do it again.
Yeah, just go for Ajax and just, you know, try to compete with the young for best Bundesliga washout. And Milik as well.
Andre Schürrle was also very good in this game. Good to see him getting time. He'll be a key part of that team, along with Drexler.
I think Griffo has something to say about Schürrle.
Yes, he does. Griffo, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think it was – I'm not sure how – I mean, it's very recent. I don't know if it was within the last day or so, but it was, like, posted today that he was – Schürrle was mistaken for a professional video gamer on a German TV show. And it's one of the most fucking cringeworthy things you'll ever watch. I think, like, the host, like, has a Wikipedia page printed out, like, his actual Wikipedia page.
Hashtag and, journalism.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like some Bleacher Report would do, but...
Oh, that's fine.
But...
Something that Bleacher Report would do in 2010.
Maybe. But anyways. Oh, my God. Anyways. Yeah, I think the host asks, you know, who will win the next championship in football, and well, I think he says, you know, it would be nice if we win it, but it is not easy. And then she asks, what team do you play for? And then he says Wolfsburg. It's oh god, you gotta watch it for yourself. It's like hilarious.
You said like when she asked him why does he speak German since he's apparently English, he told her that.
He's the interviewer says that you know, the interviewer was asking about why he speaks German, and then when I think the fact sheet said that it's, you know, English, and it says that his mother is German and his father is English, which is, that's not true. it's just so incredibly funny. You gotta check it out.
Wolfsburg has the greatest troll in the Bundesliga. We know that now.
Yep. Wolfsburg go to Old Trafford on the next match day, Wednesday, September 30. Speaking of the team that calls Old Trafford home, they lost.
Yeah.
2-1 at PSV.
I'd give a ha-ha, but I feel sorry for Michel. So
Memphis scored on his old stomping grounds, as I think everyone thought he would.
He can only do it in the Champions League.
He scored 3 goals in Champions League, none anywhere else.
Wow. I mean,
then Hector Moreno got a goal at the end of the first half. Really, really wild goal. Just, what are you going to do with that? And then Luciano Narsingh, just before the hour, scored the winner. And that was it. PSV struck on the counter. They did really well there. Didn't have a whole lot of possession. And I bet Louis would say this was a great game for United.
Yeah, and Hector Moreno almost amputated Luke Shaw's legs.
Yeah. And Luke Shaw, double fracture for the year.
That was just terrible.
That blows for him. He was so good for them.
Not only because, you know, it's a fracture, but also because he's been absolutely immense this year for United.
Yeah, and last season he had an injury to start as well. He just can't get off on the right foot for his career. And he's a great prospect both for United and for England. So it sucks to see him go down again.
He's
been very good the first month.
He goes on Jenny Craig, looks buff, playing great football this year, and then just then that happens. And then it's him and Darmian have definitely been the best pieces for United this year.
I just want to know, so that tweet he sent from his account that was like a reply to Southampton, I just want to know, like, how did he get his phone when he was on a stretcher, and how fucked up was he on morphine when he said that?
The answer is, you don't want to know, and you don't want to know.
Yeah. I think I saw Arsenal send a tweet to him, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, that seems unfitting. But speaking Arsenal sent a tweet to
him. I hate Arsenal's social media team.
Yeah, they
post the shirts after they score a goal. They had the one that said own goal. Remember that?
Oh, that was like, I thought someone would like did a Photoshop and was trolling, and
it was real.
Out, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was. But yeah, like, it was legit.
I don't know if you guys have seen their. They do like Tuesday like trivia or something, but they do like a face swap. They always do, and I'm just like, what are you? Why do you do this? And all the replies are just like, log off, like, I hate you, like, stop doing this, please. But they continue doing it, just like a face swap or a face blend with players.
Well, if it...
Man of the match, Maxime Lestien for PSV, 23-year-old Belgian, assisted on both goals for the Dutch champions. Only 37 touches over 85 minutes, that's all it took. And a really good start for them to the group stage. And they will play CSKA Moscow next. They will play CSKA next.
Do they play at home or away?
I believe they are away.
Oh, yeah. So that might be a hard game for them.
They are going to Moscow, yes.
That will be a hard game for them.
If they can do it again, they can take 3 points in Moscow. They are in control of the group.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to see it as well because PSV is an excellent team, and like, you know, they deserve to get something for what they develop and what they release to the world.
Even selling Memphis, they still have a lot of talent left there.
Yep.
I think a lot of people underestimate
that. And they got top Bundesliga washout Luke De Jong, so
who won 10 aerial duels yesterday. or on Tuesday. It was really, really good for them. On to Group C. Atletico Madrid going to Istanbul, defeating Galatasaray 2-0, behind two goals from Antoine Griezmann, both in the first 25 minutes.
Jeremy, you are also Antoine Griezmann.
Love Antoine. Hair. Yeah. Yes, my current hairstyle, platinum blonde, somewhat reminiscent of Antoine's last year. Wish he would bring it back, man.
I do too.
Wish he would bring it back.
That's how you know it's Griezmann.
It was great, and he was great yesterday. Scored both goals, and Atletico played very well. Galatasaray never really threatened, and that's a tough place to go and get a result, and they got the result.
Yeah, actually, I think it was last year with Juventus. Was it? No, not last year's Champions League. Two years ago.
Two years ago. They knocked Juventus out of the Champions League.
Yeah, that was tough.
They have some talent.
Galatasaray is getting old, unfortunately.
They have Lucas Podolski.
I wasn't going to mention him.
Second or third up in Germany on goals.
Like, they have Wesley Sneijder and Muslera.
Yeah, Muslera is up in the underrated goalkeeping ranks.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed his keeping, and Umut Balut as well. Yilmaz. They have some talent on that team, and it's a tough place to play, and good on Atletico for getting the result that they needed. They will return to Madrid and play Benfica the next match day. And speaking of Benfica, 2-0 winners over Champions League minnows FC Astana, the first team from Kazakhstan to play in the Champions League.
Yes.
If somebody makes a Borat impression, I'm going to kill them.
Well, damn it, I was going to do that.
Yeah, stopped it.
Very nice.
Good brain of tactics. Nice. Manchester United midfielder Nicolas Gaitán scored the goal for Benfica.
The first goal.
They could have used them.
The irony is they could have.
That was
Mitroglou scored the second 2 minutes after the hour.
That was such an abrupt laugh from me. That's just because when I see Gaitán, I always linked with them for like 3 years.
Is he ever going to move to United?
He is not going to.
Never.
The Portuguese prison is messing with him.
You could have the best freaking fact checker, and he'll still not go.
The Portuguese press has just been messing with him for 4 years. It's not nice.
No. And then the Daily Mail gets a hold of it every year. They get their fair share. And then the Mirror gets their fair share.
I mean,
and even the Guardian, which is like, I guess, like 50-50 when it comes to reputable sources. Sauces.
And the Guardian's actually pretty reliable. The Independent, the Times.
I think United is the only team to ever be linked to three Polish players at once, so they're linked to everyone.
Yeah, they were. Lewandowski.
Glick and Krychowiak, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Anything else on Group C?
I don't think there's really that much.
I'll take that as a no. Okay. All right, Group D. Here we go. Matt, get ready.
No, I don't want to.
Manchester City won. Juventus 2. The return of Champions League City.
It never ends.
Matt is just here to listen.
Never end.
Sorry. Ha ha!
There it is. I was gonna mention it when we were talking Group C. Galatasaray, like, they've lost they're now winless in their last 9 European matches. So we could be that, but we'll probably get that this year. So
I think you guys are on a run of 10 of 29.
Yeah, something like that.
10 wins in 29.
I just
in Europe. Anything new from any of the other deflating losses? Anything different?
It's really about the same. You know, we just nothing going forward for some reason. Anytime we get in Europe, we score one goal. Hooray, own goal. So, you know.
Chiellini own goal, and you thought, okay, maybe City are going to hang on here.
Maybe a little good fortune, and then
Mandzukic Mario Mandzukic scores. And Aurel Morata. I have no idea.
Mandzukic moves an inch in the box.
Let's be honest, Mandzukic is Pogba just using Mandzukic's just foot to score.
That cross by Pogba was sick, bro.
He took out two lines of defense with just one sexy pass.
And Mandzukic, of course, standing 3 yards away from goal, just able to head it in.
Yep.
It was a foot,
really good for Pogba, who had kind of a difficult start to the season, adjusting to his new role as a number 10.
He was so good.
That was a number 10 play right there.
Yes.
That was an Andrea Pirlo play. If he can keep doing that and being more than Andrea Pirlo overall, that's great.
He was tracking back, too, during the match. I went back and I rewatched the second half last night and just, I don't know, he was just everywhere. He was winning the ball back and starting the counterattack for them and just playing
phenomenal. Oh, yeah, because he really has to fill the role of both Pirlo and Vidal. And, you know, Pirlo was the playmaker, Vidal was the guy who just kept running no matter what. And it's really hard to fill that role.
Yeah, Vidal they missed that box-to-box presence for everybody.
Yeah, they missed the insanity. Vidal is a player I love to watch because he's just everywhere. And it's nice to see that Pogba is trying to take on that role a bit because, you know, Marquinhos ain't going to do it.
No.
Kadir is not going to go box to box, so he's the only one left, basically. I mean, like, Pereira is
healthy.
He won't
go box to box. That's assuming he's healthy. Well, it's interesting. Juve's become so tactically adaptable. He started this game in a 4-3-3. And then they brought on Barzagli to close it out at the end. They're just
whatever
so
that is.
Adaptable, yeah.
See, Morata's goal, though.
Morata's goal.
Morata.
It looked like it was going to the corner flag, and he curled it, and it went in. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
Those TV angles never help. No.
And Joe Hart was just like, crap. Damn. Not this again.
Only Andy Gray was commentating. Unsavable.
Unsavable. That's genius.
Unstoppable.
I'm sorry, I'm applauding. That's genius.
I'm applauding. That's genius. That is genius.
Yeah, Juventus badly needed this win.
RF Ray Hudson was commentating as well, actually.
Magisterial! Magisterial! I think my voice cracked.
His went too.
Yeah. Best player for City in this match, Matt?
Can you really pick one? Honestly?
if you had to.
If I
Who
had
was
to.
On the bench?
Yeah, really.
KDB, Aguero.
KDB came on after 71 minutes, and he actually played really well for the closing 20. But company picking up a knock, that didn't help anything.
Yeah, which you never know. That could turn into a broken hamstring or something.
Or a broken hamster, for all you know. You never know it happens.
Did I say hamster?
No. you said broken hamstring, and, you know, hamstrings don't really break.
They can snap like a twig.
That's kind of what I was getting at, though. It's like you can't break a hamstring, but telling by what, you know, these professional quote unquote training staffs, during their prognosis.
Hey, Arsenal know all about that with Shad.
Yeah, and Abu Dhabi. Well, Abu Dhabi was just, you know, he got injured every time he stepped on to the field.
I'd like to take this opportunity, by the way, to comment on Wilfred Bonny's thighs.
They're immense.
Oh, my God.
No.
Have you seen them?
It's all immense.
His thighs, this shoe, it would be wonderful. But
his thighs are amazing. I want them.
If only he used them to shoot.
Yep.
Yeah. Just a moment of appreciation. The other match in Group D was comparatively awful. Sevilla 3-0 winners over arguably the worst team in the Champions League right now, Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Oh, that's sad back.
Mönchengladbach conceded 3 penalties. 3!
Pinaldo.
And Sevilla didn't score all of them. They only scored 2 of them. But still. All three goals coming in the second half. Kevin Gamero on 47, a penalty. Edgar Banega on 66, a penalty. And then Konoplyanka, his second goal for Sevilla on 84.
He's an exciting player.
Munch and Gladbach are terrible. And it's kind of sad because they were so entertaining last year. You know, a team that played possession football, that could defend, that had two exciting forwards. And they're just awful now.
I would say they still have Ter Stegen. Maybe they would have had something.
The thing is that mentioned Gladbach, they're playing in Sevilla. Sevilla is really good. And Gladbach are new to this. I expect them to be much better the second time around. This is all new to most of these guys. I mean, like Thorgan Hazard, he's not going to perform right away, but he's going to perform eventually. So it can still be a good team.
Is that a permanent move or is he on loan for a second year?
He got a permanent from Chelsea.
Oh, he did. I thought he did.
Yeah, Ethan couldn't save him this time.
And also a good respite for Sevilla, who have been struggling in La Liga. Really have been struggling there. They get the 3-0 win. They play Juventus next.
Yeah.
Well, Mönchengladbach head home to host Manchester City.
I think the thing is Sevilla has excellent players who have excellent fitness, so they're really good in the European games because they're usually more fit, simply. Because, when you have a guy like Krychowiak, my Polish boy, Krychowiak, who barely can speak Polish at this point.
And he was great.
He's just a rock in there. And, if you in La Liga, it's not worth that much because most teams are pretty fit to play. But when you're playing against a team that's a bit tired, midweek, and you have a guy who's just restless, that's always a big plus.
Plus, Inzaghi is there, too.
Sevilla bought half of Europe this summer, and as a result, they now have a really, really deep team.
They may sell off all those guys that they just bought for like double the profit off of the sale.
They have an embarrassment of depth and riches going forward.
They're smart. I mean, there really is another.
They bought. They didn't spend a whole lot of money this summer either.
No.
I don't think they spent $20 million on a single player. They reinvested the back of money pretty well, and we'll see how they do.
I mean, they're
in a very tough group.
Immobile also.
Yeah.
Well, it remains to be seen how useful he's going to be.
Yeah, I think Konoplyanka is a great buy though. Excellent.
He's really good.
They need that dynamic kind of player as well, I think. They really have that. And with De Feu gone as well, you kind of need that.
And with Reyes getting older.
Yeah, Reyes is getting up there in age.
He's getting older. Still good, but he's aging a bit. On to the Wednesday games. Group E, Leverkusen, getting off to a good start. Beating perennial whipping boys Bate 4-1.
Chicharito scored.
Chicharito did score just before the hour. Second time in four Champions League games he scored. Calhanoglu added a brace and an assist. Good day for him. And Leverkusen are an exciting team. That's a pretty exciting team they got there.
Well, with the players they've got, it's no surprise.
And a great coach in Roger Schmidt.
Kiesling,
it's just a bad thing. It's too bad they lost Heung-min Son, though. That would be really exciting if they still had him. But
dude, like,
pick up Campbell though from Dortmund.
Yeah, they did.
And when he gets more time, he's going to be really good. Mehmeti also scored in this game.
Dude, Bernd Leno pulls off some like ridiculous saves. Also,
really underrated goalkeeper. I think he's a knocking on the door for top five keeper in Europe.
He's a scary
good goalkeeper.
Yeah, he should probably be Germany's number two if Neuer ever goes out.
And he's still young too. What is he? 23?
Yeah. 24, I think.
Leno is.
Oh, and by the way, they can bring Christoph Kramer off the bench.
Oh yeah, that too.
So that's cool.
23, yeah. Bert Leno is my age. Great. I feel old now. Thank you.
Leno will get the nod.
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
He would get the nod over Ter Stegen by far.
Yeah.
I think.
I'd rate Leno over Ter Stegen.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Ter Stegen doesn't even get regular football. He just gets the cup football.
Because Ter Stegen has these mental brain farts like he did against Roma.
Roma. Yo, speaking of.
Roma won, Barcelona won.
I loved how the commentators tried to justify him.
The goal of the season, Florenzi. Alessandro Florenzi from the halfway line.
Shades of Gianluca Zambrada.
I thought Mueller's goal was better.
Sorry, I think Charlie Adam did it better.
I don't know. The angle on Adam's goal was much easier than Florenzi's goal.
Florenzi was on the right side of the halfway line.
That's by the touchline.
Yeah. That's tough. And yeah, Justin's like, la-di-da, uh-oh. That's him.
Listen, I got them. You know, it happens to the best of them. We all know how Courtois did it.
And that was one of their three shots on target for the entire game.
Ter Stegen tried being David James, and then, well, he just fucked up.
He just became a full David James.
Actually, yeah, he did pull a David James. Except David James would get away with it a lot. That's the thing. Ter Stegen, well, the one time he is David James, well, yep, becomes him.
Adam, your boy Chesney left this game with an injury.
Yeah, dislocated finger. He'll be out for a few weeks. Unfortunate, because he was doing really good in Rome, and I'm really happy to see him do well, because he's a really nice guy, I think, and he's a really good goalie when he's on. And, you know, he was very good for Poland in the Germany game, and I'll never forget that, because we won thanks to his saves, basically. So I'm very sad about that, about him being injured, because, like, he was getting into form, and now Roma's stuck with Morgan the Sanctus, which I'm sure Cole is very happy about. Hi, Cole!
the ageless wonder.
Yeah.
I use that term
lightly. His beard is magnificent, I'll say that. His beard has an air of magnificence around it.
And at one time, Roma fielded three players, 32 or older. And Totti didn't even play.
No, that's funny.
DeSanctis, De Rossi, and Nash of football.
You had DeSanctis, De Rossi, and Seducata on the field at once.
Roma got away with one, though, because Chesney fouled Suarez at one point, which is probably why Suarez kicked him in the hand there in the end.
That would make sense.
So I'd say Roma got away with one, but hey, it happens. Like, Barca got away with a penalty in the final. Everything comes back to Italy, I guess.
Yeah. This is totally non-substantive, but I searched Morgan DeSanctis and the first on Google, and the first video that comes up, it's entitled "Morgan DeSanctis, the Pirate of Rome," trademark.
Welp.
And from the 13-14 season.
Morgan DeSanctis. I hope we're going to hear a reaction to that video from Cole on his next last cast appearance.
And I would not be surprised if the background music is "Bring Me to Life."
I would not be surprised if it's Pirates of the Caribbean, though.
Or that.
Morgan D. Swashbuckler.
He's the Pirate of Rome.
Roma did a pretty good job on that front three. Luis Suarez managing only 26 touches for the game. Messi with 116, 8 shots, only 1 on target.
And Suarez still had excellent touches when he did have them, though. He had three or four set chances. Yeah, he had the goal. That was a great pass by Rakitic, by the way, at a very tough angle, right on his head. But Suarez made most of his chances, and Suarez was great. I'd say Messi and Neymar are a bit weaker that game. I think that they were letting Suarez play a bit more than those two.
Up next for Barcelona, they return home to play Leverkusen, and Roma.
That would be a fun game.
Go to Bate. That's, even though Bate are trash, that's a tough place to go and play.
Yeah.
All right. Now, back to the fun stuff. Dinamo Zagreb 2, Arsenal 1.
Oh, hell yeah.
Way to go, Arsene. Way to go, Arsene. You rotate your squad and lose.
Yep. I am Giroud.
I am Giroud. Wow. Wow.
I am red card.
Did you see what that did there? I took him out.
Yeah, Giroud. I think that's the funny thing is that he got it for arguing twice, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see what that did to the referee? Hey. Hey.
I gave him a mouthful. That's what I did. Why did I just say that?
I am Giroud. Look at me.
I cannot see your French accent. Oh, there we go. I'm Giroud, and I argue with referee. But, oh. I'm still French, though, so it doesn't matter.
Santi Cazorla is old.
Yes.
He's been terrible this season.
Which is unfortunate for my fantasy team. God damn you, Santi.
Hey, my fantasy team is Santi Clausorla, okay? He's my captain.
Mine is Cathorla.
This is awful.
Cathorla.
We're just waiting for the catharsis, I guess.
Yeah.
And Mikel Arteta actually played, and he wasn't very good either.
Oh.
That was the most brutal midfield pairing. It was just slow and just someone with no legs in Arteta.
Slow and bad.
Someone could just like get like a flamethrower for me and let me incinerate Mikel Arteta.
He needs a Viking funeral.
He's getting old.
He needs to be like eternally sacrificed. For I don't
his
know.
Hair, his hair would still look good after maybe getting a Viking
if
funeral.
If you do original sacrifice at for Arteta, Arsenal will actually get third place.
Well, I mean, his hair would look good,
maybe.
But not as on par for Callum Chambers.
But you might have Callum to Chambers, do Nacho Monreal along with him for a second.
And Callum Chambers was actually decent.
He will be good.
I'm just happy that Joel Campbell came on.
You know what?
Who knew he was still alive?
Rio Miachi, put him in. What the hell?
Rio isn't on the team.
Well, bring him back.
Bring him back. I don't care.
You got Karlstrom in for like nothing. You smuggled him in under the radar.
Yeah, Karlstrom had a broken back, and they were like, "Yeah, we don't care. We don't care about the physical. Bring him in."
Well, Rio's
still one of the weirdest transfers. And
well, Rio's in the Bundesliga too now.
Yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
Who's he playing for?
I think he plays for FC St. Pauli. St. Pauli's girl.
Ah.
Yes.
Free Rio Miyachi. Free Rio Miyachi.
Yeah, he's the Japanese Ronaldo.
We already freed Juan Cuadrado from a bad situation, so we can do it for Rio.
Or just, I don't know. Bring back Rio. Start the
legendary Rio Miyachi. One appearance for Arsenal in 5 years.
Yep. And he's only 22.
He was really good when he was on loan at Bolton, but that was like half a season.
That was 2012, half a year.
Yeah, exactly.
And I am an advocate of loaning Callum Chambers out to Ipswich.
He didn't exactly make a good impression of Villarreal last year.
No.
That kind of hurt him. If he had done well there, they might have even bought him. Who knows?
As for Joel Campbell, though.
Oh my God! It's hilarious because they try to get Joel Campbell to leave for the past like two summers. He was close to a move to Gala this summer. Apparently,
they wanted to get rid of him so badly.
Yeah,
bad. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Arsene hates him.
Yeah,
they were doing.
Arsene hates him.
But then, and then all the Arsenal Twitter and Arsenal Reddit people would be like, We need Joel Campbell. We need to see what he's made of. It's like, dude, he's clearly not good enough. Like, just.
It's like he's only 23, but it feels like he's 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, just like Afellay.
Yeah. Well, Afellay is like 28 or 29 now, but.
Yeah, he looks like he just got out of high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Junior Fernandez, the game winner for Dinamo Zagreb, the match-winning goal, one of two Chilean players on the Croatian Giants.
I wonder, did Olic? No, I don't think so.
Let's just did Ivanovic? No, wait, he's Serbian.
I think Mandzukic came from there. Olic did come from there.
He did. Okay.
Olic did play there.
Perisic? Like, I'm just gonna name Croatian players.
Well, except Dario Cerna, because he's been with Shakhtar forever.
No, Perisic did not come from Dinamo Zagreb.
Rotten apple. Rotten apple of the Croatian national team.
All right, let's keep naming itches. Let's go. Chop, chop. I'm just going to bring up the national team page.
Croatian or all itches?
I was going to say plenty coastal, but that's obviously not an itch.
Hey, Lovren played there. Remember that?
That's not an itch.
But he still played there. And now look at him, Liverpool legend.
Best transfer ever.
Actually, Plenty Coso, surprisingly, was not what he was with Split, though, which is that's
the. I wanted to say Donovan.
Perisic was with Split, I think.
Split and like FC Rostov.
Kramaric also played at Dinamo Zagreb.
Now applying his trade at Leicester City.
I was in Zagreb once, driving through.
And how was it?
It was a big city. Real nice highway, better than Poland. Croatian's awesome, by the way. If you ever get a chance for a holiday in Warsaw, fucking Europe. Go to Croatia, get on a boat, it's fun.
Speaking of itches, Subasic? No, I don't think he was. He was with Split.
Subasic was with Split, yes. Yeah. For 95 total appearances in league.
Yeah. Let's see, Brozovic? I don't think so. Was he?
Brozovic. Itches.
Yeah, all the itches.
Brozovic
and
did play for them, yes.
And the itches beat
Arsenal he's still a Dinamo Zagreb player. Technically, he is still.
A little bit as well.
So Arsenal are still trash.
Yep. Yep.
And
been trash for a while.
They've been magisterial trash.
And they go home to the Emirates and play Olympiakos. Olympiakos 3-0 losers to Bayern Munich in their opening group game. At home, and Olympiakos don't lose very often in Greece. Very impressive performance from the German champions.
That's like 300, basically.
Yeah.
They just all protect a small area of space.
I watched the first half of this game, and Bayern were unlucky not to score. I think they eventually got their goals in the second half, but Olympiakos did not play well. Bayern overwhelmed them in midfield. Completely overwhelmed them.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, Bayern is not a team you can, Greek teams rely on park the bus, and you can't really park the bus against Bayern. Too many weapons.
Thomas Müller scored off a cross.
Yeah.
Must say, though, Douglas Costa still maintaining his form.
Yeah, Douglas Costa has been excellent for Bayern. I did not expect that. I expected him to flunk, but...
I think we all did.
The crow will be eaten.
I think the consensus didn't think Costa was going to succeed at all. I mean, in Bayern's opener against Hamburg, he was, like, ridiculous. But granted, it was week one of the Bundesliga.
Yep.
But throughout the next few weeks, he's been on par, that's for sure.
Besides Müller, he's probably been the best player.
Yeah, him and Miller were really consistent, and that's really good. I mean, I'm happy for him. I mean, he's a fun player to watch.
Yeah, he's
fit in really, really well there. I didn't think he would. I just didn't think he was quality enough.
I think Gab Marcotti didn't think the bye was such a good thing. And when Gab Marcotti says something, that means it's final. For me, at least, sometimes.
Thiago actually playing for once.
Thiago's been playing a lot in the Bundesliga.
Let's not let facts get in the way of the narrative.
114 touches, 5 dribbles, 4 key passes for Thiago. And threw in 4 tackles and a couple interceptions for good measure. That's the player Pep envisioned bringing over.
I mean, he's another fun player to watch. So I like when those guys succeed. I really do. And I'm really happy for Thiago because he had those injury problems. And, you know, as a Polish guy, I have to watch Bayern from time to time to see how Robert is doing and how he's not getting passes from Robin. So I'm really excited to see more players who I enjoy watching there.
There you go.
Oh, and speaking of Robert, the Polish media went aflame because he had an ankle injury, but it turns out it's absolutely not serious, and he probably won't even miss the next Bundesliga game. He might, though. Just there that, you go.
He might, but he might not, though.
Yeah, I mean, they say that he probably needs a rest. He might come off the bench, I'm guessing.
And they'll still win. Who are they even playing this week?
Darmstadt.
yeah, they'll win 5-0 anyway. On to Group G. Kiev and Porto. And a disaster for Iker Casillas. There's a shock. Dinamo Kiev and Porto, a 2-2 draw. 2 Vincent Abubakar goals for Porto, not enough. A late equalizer, a minute from time. And then spoils shared in Ukraine.
Well, you know, Ukraine is a place you don't want to play in. Especially if you're not really used to that kind of thing. I mean, Portuguese teams are not used to the Eastern Europe type of fandom and type of pressure you get. And knowing Ukrainian fans, having been a part of the Ukrainian fandom given the Euro in 2012, I know that they're very much dedicated. And they're even better at their job than the Polish fans in terms of disrupting a team. So I don't blame Porto for dropping points here at all. Because Kiev is a good team as well. I mean,
yeah. Have some quality players on that side. Denis Garmash played well. Oleg Gusev, 32 years old now, got the goal.
Legend.
Also 40-year-old Alexander Shalkovsky. Still on their bench.
Yep.
Shevkovsky, 40 years young. And so overall, good. Very, very solid performance for Dynamo Kiev. And Vincent Abubakar, the kid's becoming very good, very fast as Jackson Martinez's replacement.
You know, yeah, I just realized that Danny Osvaldo plays for Porto.
Yes, he does. Yep.
I just realized that right now.
Wait, wasn't he on loan with a Brazilian team, and he just got his loan like got cut because he was like
he was partying too much. That's why.
Yeah,
partying too much.
He was Arturo Vidaling.
He was with Boca Juniors.
Yeah,
he went back to Boca, and then they're like, "Nah, we don't want anything to do with you."
Yeah, yeah. Like get this trash out of here.
But I'm from Argentina. Yeah, I don't care. Get out of here.
I play for Italy.
Traitor.
The Southampton.
I will club, change my nationality.
Southampton's club record signing.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God.
25 million, I think it was. Huh? Something like
that. And that's why Southampton doesn't really buy players anymore.
Also, I advise you to search Bruno Martins Indy and look at the first image that comes up. His player image on Google.
Well, now we have to do it. We can't just...
Oh, that one.
Highly buy.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Actually, there's
multiple angles of it.
Yeah.
Like he's staring at the nape of Diego Costa's neck.
Actually, also
like there's some demon coming out of it.
Also, search Joel Campbell and on Google Images, and the first one that comes up.
With his tongue, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the third one for me. You lied.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they want you to fail.
This is such a travesty.
Dinamo Kiev go to Israel next to take on Maccabi Tel Aviv. Speaking of Maccabi Tel Aviv, they were in London yesterday.
A convincing Chelsea win!
All right, Adam, here you go. Chelsea win 4-0.
And I don't care because Jose Mourinho should be fired. No, I mean, honestly, I have been saying this a lot, but I'm going to say it again. Jose Mourinho's press conferences sound like Cole Patty when he's losing at FIFA.
Air horn!
Wolf far.
He's like, no, I don't deserve this. This is all bullshit. This is all fake. I'm winning this, actually. This is not how you coach a football team. If they screw up, you tell them they screwed up, and you say it to the media, they screwed up. You don't just pretend like you deserve to win because you had more possession. I mean, or you had more chances. I mean, Man City destroyed them, and he's still like, that's a fake result. That should be 1-0. Who cares? You lost. And Jose Mourinho will keep doing this because, after all, he absolutely lost the plot. He cannot see football as it is. The only player he seems to be blaming is Ivanovic. He's still playing Fabregas, for God's sakes.
Hey, he scored yesterday. You chill.
Against Maccabi Tel Aviv. I can score against Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Well, let's not get carried away here.
Eden Hazard couldn't score against Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Oh, shots fired.
He misses penalties against Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Oh, yeah, he did. That was a pretty bad mess. But, I mean, did you see that Willian goal? Like, anyone can score against Maccabi Tel Aviv.
He hit it so bad, and it took, like, three bounces for that poor goalkeeper. To be fair, he's a teenager. That poor goalkeeper was like, oh, should I move? Should I move? What should I do?
He was just frozen in time. But, you know, Chelsea is, like, for the first half against Maccabi, they produced the penalty, which was a lucky one considering Diego Costa kind of got pulled down. But it was, like, it wasn't a really hard kind of penalty. Just, you know, a lucky break for them. And then they just played football for, like, half an hour, got a lucky free kick goal. Then they closed it down and got some counters going. I mean, seriously, this is not how Chelsea should play. This is not how this personnel should play. And Jose Mourinho is clearly showing that he is never going to be able to play with a club for more than 3 years, to manage a club for more than 3 years.
Third season syndrome.
Yeah, because he just gets lost. And I love Jose Mourinho. I think Real ruined him in terms of his character. I think he's an excellent manager, but I think he should be managing a team like Inter, a team like a team like Milan, not Chelsea. Chelsea needs a manager who can actually manage a top-tier team and not have that inferiority complex of we have to park the bus against everyone. So, yeah, I'm starting my Jurgen Klopp for Chelsea movement. I know nobody's
with me. No chance. He's going to Liverpool, bro.
Because I don't want
to
hate
him. He's off to the pool.
Yeah, pool of blood.
I'll be happy with Gus hitting as well, though. I'll be very happy with Gus hitting.
A Chelsea-related question, looking forward to their matchup against Arsenal this weekend. On a level of 1 to Wenger out, how should Arsenal fans feel? How should Arsenal fans feel if they can't get a result against Chelsea in their current state?
Wenger out.
Was it last season or the season before that it was like all the Arsenal like 12:45 p.m. kickoff times where they just got frickin' slaughtered? But like the one where they lost 6-0 or 6-1 to Chelsea. If some sort of game like that where Chelsea somehow recovers their confidence from beating Tel Aviv and they just kill Arsenal, I'm gonna be drunk by 8 a.m. and just go to sleep the rest of the
night. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ben. Rest in peace. Yeah.
I doubt Wenger's Chelsea wins this.
Yeah, that was Wenger's 1,000th game too. That 6-1 game. But hey, if Aaron Ramsey
the 6-0 was his 1,000th game.
If Aaron Ramsey scores, then someone famous is gonna die.
Was a different Chelsea. That was a different Chelsea, and I expect Josie to park the bus. And he either gets a 0-0 or he loses or wins 1-0. It's not going to go beyond that.
Man, when your defensive midfielder can't hold up. know.
Maybe he'll attack. He is at Stamford Bridge after all. Maybe he'll attack.
No, he won't. Last year he didn't really attack.
We'll see.
I'm just hoping that they have the monkey off their back from Wenger beating Jose for the first time ever from the Community Shield a couple months ago. Granted, it's a preseason friendly, but I mean,
doesn't matter.
It's a trophy.
Completed that preseason treble
for Arsenal.
Arsenal were treble winners.
Doesn't matter.
Preseason treble, baby. That's why you buy Peter Cech.
I mean, for me, it doesn't matter anyway. I'm on the lesser bandwagon. See you guys in a year, Chelsea.
Ranieri in.
Oh yes, there you go.
Last but not least, Group H. Valencia 2, Zenit 3. I watched this game. There was some horrible football played in this game.
It was ugly.
This was a very ugly game.
Russian football. Professional.
Two Hulk smash. Hulk score goals in the first half.
I'm very happy that Hulk gets score at a big stage.
Some excellent finger pointing by Mustafi on the second goal. He was pointing to a fellow defender like, hey, get on him, and then Hulk shoots, and he's like, what the hell, and it's in. Just some top-class finger-pointing by Mustafi. Valencia came back in the second half, really actually dominated possession, played well. Andre Gomez got the equalizer from a really tough angle. Some poor goalkeeping from Lodigan. And about 3 minutes later, Zenit got the winner. Axel Witsel was about 20 yards out, got the ball, stood there, waited, then took a bad shot, hit it really badly, and it just went in off the far post because Valencia's fourth string keeper, because their other two keepers are out, was just had no chance at it.
It really looked like me getting ready to take a golf shot. I just stand over it, line it up, and then shank it right into the trees. And then it hits a tree and bounces.
That's
in the middle
what this
of the
was
fairway.
Like, man. And that's what this was like.
Football legend Axel Witsel.
Blow my Witsel.
Axel Witsel.
I'm happy about Hulk scoring at a big stage. Because I
Hulk smash, Hulk score brace.
Hulk is awesome. And
Hulk blows my Witsel.
I bet Shakir Mustafi misses Otamendi, and he might have been pointing to Otamendi. Where are you, mate? Oh, you're in Manchester.
He's pointing to Manchester.
Yeah.
He was pointing west towards Manchester.
Yes. And, but I'm not surprised by the score. Zenit is solid and, Russian home. Russian fans smash those Spaniards. So,
I think what's worse for Valencia is that this was at home, at Mestalla.
Oh, it was?
Oh. Yeah, it was at
It was in Valencia.
And Negredo still sucks.
Yes.
Shocker.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Negredo started in the 4-3-3. He was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Valencia...
bad.
Valencia lost Otamendi, and I think that's the biggest loss. Just, that's hard to recover from for them.
Yeah, they got Abdenor from Monaco. He didn't play very well. He's a solid center back.
Yeah, but Mo isn't here. We don't have to pretend League One. League One is so good.
He's also a Jorge Mendes client.
So, well, of course, doesn't help.
Take that for what you will.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, I did not realize it was at the Mestalla. That's a horrible result.
It's at Mestalla and they lost. Valencia now go away to Lyon.
And they're going to lose
Tuesday, the 29th. Speaking of Lyon, an unimpressive result for them.
League One.
Nine-man Ghent, able to hold on, get the 1-1 draw in Belgium.
Rest in peace, Alexandre Lacazette.
Lacazette.
It's over.
This is what we call value depreciation.
Lacazette.
Missed the penalty that would have given Lyon the win. And in general, just a really unimpressive game.
Against Dapper Ghent.
Against a team who has a player named Moses Daddy Simon.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing Lacazette is going through his Bastos phase right now.
Moses Daddy Simon, that's a Red Stripe Premier League all-star.
He's from Nigeria. He's 20 years old. Moses Daddy Simon, yep.
That's such a good name.
That's gonna be a rap.
Not related to Victor Moses.
A mixtape.
Is it better than Kurt Happy Zuma?
It might be. I think we have a new candidate for name of the Champions League.
Make a poll.
Name of the Champions League: Moses Daddy Simon. I'm gonna root for getting to get out of the group with that name, with that player. And that does it for the Champions League. Now, a few questions from our mailbag. What do you think is the biggest takeaway for any individual club through the first match day?
That Arsene Wenger's stupid still.
they're still going to finish second and get out of the group. You do realize this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then lose in the round of 16.
Yep.
There you go. Exactly.
It won't be to Bayern, though, because they're in the group with Bayern.
You might. Wenger might as well just like write on the whiteboard and say, "Okay, guys, here's the agenda today." You know, and then.
Like, well, here's the agenda for today. We will go down. We'll play with confidence. We will play like we enjoyed the game.
We will play more incisive, and then we get to round the 16, and we give up. Yeah, something like that. You know.
Well, I do not believe finishing first in the group is possibility. I believe finishing second is the way to go. And I believe you will play in the round of 16 and lose.
And then, and the let's play Barca, a 1-2-3-4 formation. There you go.
I believe this formation is conducive to our chances as a team. it will be good. You will stop this line of questioning, please.
And then Andy Gray comes on.
What?
And then that's it.
Wow. Wow.
And then he says like, if Wenger starts Mikel Arteta, he's unstoppable. We'll say he'll turn a word that's not a word into a word, and then says.
Did this first batch of Champions League matches change your minds on any squad's chances, any particular squad's chances?
Nope, England still sucks.
Oh, England.
I'd say Roma can go further than expected.
Impressive display against Barcelona. Last year they would have lost 5-0 at home to Barcelona. Yeah.
Granted that they beat Malmo PSG, I think, still, you know.
Yeah, we won't get a true test for PSG until they play Real in two matches. Yeah. No, Roma were impressive. Bayern destroyed Olympiakos. And aren't many teams that go to Greece and destroy Olympiakos. And I like what Wolfsburg did. If Wolfsburg can beat United or get a draw with United, who knows?
I don't trust Wolfsburg.
I think Wolfsburg goes through. If they get United,
generally, you don't trust Volkswagen because they're cheap. But in this case.
Unless it's a...
Das Auto.
Well, especially if it's the signature the signature white girl car, Jetta.
Yep.
Never Jetta. Passat. Jetta or Passat?
The new Jetta.
A Golf.
The new Jetta in white with black rims. There you go. That's a Bastos.
Sounds like you have personal traumas with this car.
Bastos, I'm going to tell you something. He would post an Instagram pic like wearing a snapback, standing next to a white Passat with all black rims.
Riced out.
That.
And then Mary.
I'm going to tell you this. The Volkswagen Golf is the most annoying car in Poland because once you see it, you know there's a bunch of idiots driving in it who tuned it. Like, I saw a guy just riding around in circles around the block in his new Volkswagen Golf once, so.
It was on a 24-hour test drive.
Yeah,
definitely. You wanted to see how well it went in circles.
I bet Mario Götze is in the car with Bastos. Taking like selfies and
he doesn't drive Volkswagen. Screw that. He drives an Audi.
I mean, after what he wore at the Champions League final against Bayern, yes, definitely.
Speaking of German teams and cars, I remember there was a Polish ad once with Błaszczykowski, Piszczek, and Lewandowski. Uh-huh. And like, you know, the three of them sit in a car, I think it was an Opel, and Lewandowski sits in the back, and he's like, that was back when they were Dortmund, and he's like, oh, if you don't let me drive next time, I'm going to leave. That was a year before they left.
Foreshadowing, you know. with Alvaro Morata having a great 2015 so far, scoring the winner against City. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
Do we see Real Madrid getting him back at the end of the season?
Oh, God.
Well,
oh,
well, once Benzema moves to Arsenal, obviously.
There you go. Once Wenger caves and buys Benzema for $66 million, then Morata will go back to Real.
And then he flops, and then the media says, you can't take the Premier League, blah, 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 yada, yada, shut the hell up.
He couldn't do it on a cold, rainy night in Stoke.
Yes, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
I think Juventus are going to try really, really hard to keep Morata.
I hope they do.
Gazzetta reported yesterday that they're going to make him a contract offer till 2021. €3.5 million per year and rising.
Well.
So we'll
That's
see.
That's a football manager offer there.
We'll see if he takes that offer, and Real have a buyback clause next summer for, I think, $30 million.
Oh, I hope he doesn't come back. I just hope not.
It would be damaging for his career, I think.
I mean, it's pretty much like they pretty much would do what's going on with Kovacic. They just bought Kovacic, and, you know, he was pretty much the cream of the crop for Inter last season, along with Icardi. Mm-hmm. Now he's just being let out to dry on the bench. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but he can talk to Martin Odegaard. So.
Currently applying his trade for the B team.
Yeah.
And Zinedine.
Under coach Zinedine Zidane.
Future Real Madrid first team manager.
Yeah. As soon as he gets his license.
And Florentino lets him go 3 months into the season. Floppy.
On to, unless we have anything else for the Champions League. Anything?
Nope.
On to Europa League.
I mean, well, actually, you know what? Chelsea is out of trouble now. They beat Maccabi.
There you go. Rendering Adam's rant moot.
Clearly the pressure is off.
Yeah, you know, once you beat Maccabi, everything gets easy. I mean, that's a hard team to beat.
It's rosy from here on out.
And especially at Stamford Bridge, there's no way you beat an Israeli team.
It's L'Chaim at Stamford Bridge.
Well, you know, Roman Abramovich is Jewish, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. It kind of works out.
This had to hurt him on some level.
It's like when Lukas Podolski scored against Poland. Twice.
His grandma, from Poland, traitor.
Yeah, he was born in Poland. And he wanted to play for Poland. He wanted to play for Poland. The Podolski did, but the FA told him to screw off because he wasn't really a real Pole or something like that.
Like kind of like what Danny Osvaldo's doing in Italy.
But Podolski's grandma actually ripped into him after that game where he scored two goals against Poland.
Why you scored against your country?
How dare you?
Hey, I mean, with that 20 finishing in Football Manager, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Lucas! Did you see what I did there?
Just play the Lucas Podolski song.
I'd rather hit the Mario Gomez button, but I can't.
Or the Dudek.
I actually have a plan for FIFA this year. If I ever have a squad with Lucas Podolski and he scores, I'm playing that song through the headset.
Yes.
Just play Do the Dudek. There you go.
I might actually have a capture card this year, so I can do some feature Lucas Podolski trolling for every day's Latin day.
Brilliant.
the cheek, the audacity, and the ability to finish off like that.
There it is. There it is. On to the mountainous terrain, the wild land of the Europa League. The wild, sometimes uncharted waters of Europe's second-tier competition.
Oh, maybe mm-hmm. it'll be a little easier now because Sevilla ain't in it anymore.
Well, unless they finish third, then they'll just win it again. We begin in Amsterdam, where Ajax and Celtic did battle in a Derby de la Colpatty. a 2-2 draw in Amsterdam. Lasse Schöne on 84. The goal that tied it up evened the score and seeing Ajax share the spoils. Two former European Cup winners, two usual Champions League participants.
One lucky team that got away with a 3-1 loss.
Mm-hmm.
Still salty.
In all honesty,
I can't really detect it at all.
Is important question. Chris Commons is still on Celtics. Yes, okay.
Yes, good. He is.
Good.
Former Nottingham Forest legend, Chris Commons.
Yes. Because, in all honesty, Celtic, aside from him and Craig Gordon, I mean, like Joe Ledley was very good there. He went to Palace two seasons ago. And was it Virgil Van Dijk?
Van Dijk
went to Sunderland?
He's with Southampton, I think.
Southampton, that's right.
Which that was a nice piece of business.
Speaking of Commons, he assisted on both Celtics goals and fired off six key passes.
Well, there you go.
As a man who has just been to Scotland recently, and I might move there, I still don't like Celtic. Just wanted to say that. But, I mean, getting a draw against Ajax in Amsterdam, that's a great result for them.
Great result for Celtic. And I think an Ajax team is probably better than them, honestly.
And then they play Fenerbahce. I don't know what date it is.
Fenerbahce were drilled by Molde.
I think it's October 1st they play. Yeah.
10-man Molde, 3-1 in Turkey.
Poor Robin van Persie. I was just gonna say that. Poor Robin van Persie.
Nani got fellow Manchester United legend Nani got the goal for Fenerbahce.
Of course he did.
And then it all went to hell in a handbasket. 10-man molded, 3-1 winners in Turkey. That's a bad result.
Horrible. Fenerbahce has enough money to beat Molde, and they have enough quality. I mean, they have guys like Nani and Van Persie, but they also have Diego, and they have Chandler Erkin, who has been excellent.
And Bruno Alves.
Last year. And Bruno Alves. There's so much quality there. Chelsea legend Raul Morales is the proper way to say it.
Yep. My mistake.
But, yeah, how that happens, I don't know. That's just horrible. That's probably even worse than Arsenal losing to Dinamo Zagreb.
Both away sides in Group A in the Europa League had players sent off, and they both got a point away. Pretty impressive. Moving on, we now have the shit show that is Liverpool. Went to France, drew 1-1 with Bordeaux. Adam Lallana scored for Liverpool. 65, and then, of course, it didn't hold up. Willy Sanyol's Bordeaux getting the equalizer from Juicy on 81. And that's that.
Honestly, Adam Lallana scoring might be worse for Liverpool in the long run because they might actually play him again.
He did it for all the kids in the favelas that watched Liverpool. Did it for them. What a guy. What heart he has.
I mean, what a guy, Martin. What a guy.
Three teenagers started this game for Liverpool. Joe Gomez, Jordan Ibe, Jordan Rossiter. Rossiter played pretty well.
When will people realize, or actually, when will Brendan realize? He'll never realize, but when will he realize that Jordan Ibe is nothing but a garbage fire?
Also, Mamadou Sakho captained the side. So Brendan just went crazy today.
But Jordan Ibe is so good at FIFA.
He runs. He's so fast. So fast.
Yeah. The pace. Bia Biani. Amen Musa. Emenike.
So, yeah. Three teenagers started. Five in total played for Liverpool today. And then Divock Origi also got a start.
Oh, God. No. No. All right. I'm logging off.
No. Never know you felt so strongly about the lad Origi.
No. No. N-O. God.
So, Liverpool once again off to a smashing start in Europa League. 1-1 draw at Bordeaux.
You can almost smell the coefficient going down at this point. It's like an odor in the air.
I just... God.
Next one. Let's talk about Legia, Adam.
No, well, it's not.
Okay.
Legia just shows the quality of Polish football. They are a very rich team backed by some of the richest people in Poland, and they're a shit show. And they actually lost the championship in Poland last year, despite having like a 6-8 point lead on Lech.
Wow. Sounds just like Liverpool.
Yes. They are the Liverpool of Poland, only they are in the capital, so I guess it's more fitting to call them something else. I don't know why. But they're horrible. I mean, Polish teams are the most atrocious teams to watch. Never do it to yourself. It's horrible. They can screw any game up, and same for Lech. I mean, both of these results, I mean, compared to the quality they could have fielded, they should have fielded. It's just horrible. And
I it was FIFA 11. I tried to do a career mode with Jagiellonia Białystok.
Oh, yay.
That was fun.
Well,
great, I'm sorry, great, 1996.
Great kits, that, too.
1996 is one of my first football memories, that game.
It's been that long. Almost 20 years.
Yeah. Well, Dortmund just squeezed by against Krasnodar.
Krasnodar got a very, very late goal in that game.
Yeah.
I believe Park scored it.
It was Park.
Yep. Napoli beat the pants off of Club Brugge. Hey, Brugge, maybe this Europe thing isn't for you.
Nope. It is not.
Got destroyed by United. Now loser, 5-0 losers in Napoli.
It's not for them, just like Divock Origi is not for Liverpool. Or not for football.
Villarreal... A surprise result in Austria. Austria Rapid Vienna 2-1. Two goals in 3 minutes.
To be fair, Austrian football is developing really fast right now. So this is
decent teams there. Red Bull Salzburg usually a very good side.
I mean, just look at their national team. How much they've grown in the seven years from their Euro hosting years. That's like, you know, 7 years ago, they were ashamed to play in the Euros. Like, the Austrian fans were like, what are we doing there? Now they're just storming.
I think that Dave Bucharest comes back, the world will explode. Bucharest back in the, in the Champions League. But
speaking of Bucharest, former European champion Steaua was this morning announced that they would have all their trophies before 1997 revoked. Because of their links with the army.
Yeah.
So those legendary 80s teams that Steaua had wiped from the record books.
We will remember. You know, Lance Armstrong was wiped from the record books, and he wasn't.
Moe's Boys, Marseille, winners over Groningen, 3-0. Congratulations, Moe. Europa League runners up. Europa League runners-up from last year, Dnipro, 1-1 draw with Lazio.
That's a good result. For both teams in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, it started with a Lazio goal from Milinkovic-Savic on 34, and then late in added time, Selezniov for Dnipro equalizing.
That's it. Ukraine.
Lazio so close. Ukrainian football representing Dynamo Kiev and Dnipro withdraws. Anderlecht and Monaco to perennial, no, at least Anderlecht. Monaco was last year. But two Champions League teams from last year, 1-1 draw in Belgium. Tina Traore, 5 minutes from time, saving Monaco's blushes. Spurs, a 3-1 win over Karabag. Two goals from Heung-min Son.
Here comes the Son.
Eric Lamela also got a goal in this one. Good for him. Had his move to Marseille on deadline day torn apart by Mauricio Pochettino. Athletic Club, Spanish Super Cup winners, now 3-1 winners over Augsburg in their first Europa League game. Aritz Aduriz, two goals for him.
And Augsburg, they got robbed against Bayern in the Bundesliga.
Yes, they did.
Well,
the penalty that should not have been awarded.
They got robbed, and then they just like fell apart right after that. They were like so focused on getting robbed that they didn't move on from the bad call, and then they just
yep.
Hey, that's what happened to Juventus in the Champions League final. Hashtag Barca hater.
UEFA-lona.
UEFA-lona,
yeah. Fiorentina with a 2-1 defeat at the hands of Basel.
Mario now Suarez. Now
working their magic in the Europa League. Did Mario even play? Mario didn't even play.
I don't think he did.
That's how bad it's gotten already. He didn't even play.
I don't think he's going to play ever again.
Blazikowski hit the post in this one.
Which is pretty good, considering he hasn't played real football for, 6 months.
At least. Kalinic got a goal on 3 minutes, and inside the final 20 minutes, Basel equalized and won through Mohamed Elneny.
Thanks to a red card for Fiorentina.
That's right. 10-man Fiorentina going down at home.
That's like the second red card in a week. They had a red card in their Serie A game as well.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalo Rodriguez got this one on 65.
Aggressive play. That's bad for you.
Speaking of things that are bad for you, we have more Polish football. the other Polish team in Europa League.
They beat City 3-1 once.
They did 5 years ago. Still a great result.
And I'll still remember that team with our team's Rudnevs up front. And Lech is now saying that... Wait, I actually saw a quote from Lech's manager, or maybe their CEO, I don't remember, who said that they're like Dortmund last year. They just ran out of money.
Like Dortmund, but poor.
Like Dortmund, but Polish and not having any semblance of player training or anything like that.
Why won't you be great, Poland?
They have one good player who might develop into an actual football player, Karol Linetti, but outside of that, nothing really interesting.
It didn't seem like it. A goalless draw with Portuguese side Belenenses. Last but not least, go ahead.
They're Portuguese, so that's 5 tiers over Poland. I'm pretty sure Polish teams would lose to championship sides.
You're probably not far off. Last but not least, Schalke, 3-0 winners in Cyprus over Apoel. Two goals from Klaas-Jan Huntelaar.
Apoel, John Onorisa.
Approximately 35 minutes apart. Max Meyer, two assists for him. Joel Matip also got a goal for Schalke.
Is Kevin Prince-Boateng back in their lineup yet?
No one really knows what Kevin Prince-Boateng is doing these days.
I think that's the same situation goes for Sydney Sam, right?
Yeah.
Which is very unfortunate because they're both pretty good players who are hit cases. But, if Mario Balotelli can get a
Sydney Sam did feature, though. He came on in the 80th minute, I believe.
Well, oh, got a good 10 minutes in. Got a good sweat going, possibly.
A cold sweat.
Some Europa League questions. Yes, we actually got Europa League questions. We love you guys.
All of them from Avi, I'm guessing.
he only gave us one. Will I ever stop being a miserable Spurs fan?
You don't know what misery is.
Yeah,
start watching Poland.
Adam has no sympathy for you, Avi.
Being top six in the Premier League is not misery. Excellent results.
And with two Arsenal fans in here, it doesn't really work out that well.
At Scatter Sports, who is your pick among the current field to win Europa League?
Dortmund.
If they don't tank, they're probably the favorite.
You know.
If Villarreal can get their crap together, Villarreal could make a run. Napoli could make a run.
Napoli could have won last year.
If not for Rafa.
If Gonzalo Higuain learns how to finish penalties, Napoli.
Yeah, I think Napoli have had the quality and depth to definitely make a Europa League run. You have Higuain and Gagliardini as his backup.
Dude, and Jose Calhoun.
Calhoun scored twice today. Looks like he has indeed found a place under Sarri. Jorginho got a couple assists. You have Dries Mertens, Lorenzo Insigne. Allen came over during the summer. Yeah. A lot of talent on this Napoli team. Probably not going to get a Champions League place in Italy, but could still qualify if they win the Europa League, and they have the squad to do it, I think.
Insigne, who my cat is taller than him.
He's tiny, man.
Don't count out the Dnipro, I'd say.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Almost won it last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a massive home field advantage, and that plays like they're going to get out of their group. And once they do, that home field advantage is going to wreck people.
There are a few really, really fascinating teams in Europa League. It's too bad the competition is awful. And it's probably structured in way too long.
Bring back the Intertoto Cup.
When you got teams like Belenenses, yeah, no, not really.
Or Lech Poznań and Legia
Warsaw. Not one, but two Polish teams. We're spoiled.
There could have been three. They actually gave us three spaces in their Europa League. They're insane.
Even
why Rosenborg would you?
Saint Etienne, they drew with Rosenborg.
Yeah, just narrow the field down to 16 teams. Bring back the Intertoto Cup so Legia can win something in Europe.
All about the results. So that might just be it. Anything else, fellas?
Fine.
I'm just going to leave you with the image of Cole Patty being Jose Mourinho at a press conference.
I can't even imagine that. I can't even with that.
Well, Arsenal just needs to play incisive. That's all.
Also,
One
more Jose Mourinho incisive note. Every conference, he sounds like a Russian mobster. What do you care?
I will get up and leave.
Why you ask question? This isn't a question I want to ask.
This is a stupid question. It's a stupid question.
Yes, stupid question. No answer.
Minutes 33,
43, 69.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
This was a fake result. It was a fake result. I do not deserve this, and I will get my due. I am still best man.
I think Roman is speaking through him.
I'm still.
It's like that one episode of Yu-Gi-Oh where Pegasus went through Joey.
Oh my! Yeah.
I am richest man in the best manager in Premier League. Yes.
I saw that one.
That episode changed my life. I realized that mind control was possible.
Yeah. It's time to.
Okay, this is a good way to end this episode. If you could have one manager, mind control, and another manager, who would it be?
Slaven Bilic.
Mourinho, mind control, and Wenger.
Slaven Bilic on Claudio Ranieri.
Bilic on Ranieri.
That's
there you
a
go.
Good one.
Even Eddie Howe.
Eddie Howe's too pure.
Actually, you know what? Eddie Howe is just too legit.
You could go with Alex Neal if you want a young fiery manager.
Well, if Inzaghi was still manager, then yeah, maybe him on Conte.
I think I threatened this with someone, but to whoever ever threatened Chelsea with a bad player, I hope Franciszek Smuda, who is a Polish legendary manager who managed to screw up the Euros despite having the biggest home field advantage and a pretty good team, who managed to park the bus at 1-0 against Greece and still lose.
That's impressive.
He was winning 1-0. Yeah, that's very impressive. I mean, he didn't lose, but he drew it. But still, he lost a goal to Greece while winning 1-0. I hope whoever wished more Ivanovic and more Fabregas in Chelsea, he gets his manager mind controlled by this guy.
Matt, I think we're just about done here. Anything else? Last call.
No, I think that's it.
We're good.
Yeah. Griffo's running the towel. All right.
This is the best podcast in the world. Yes.
Number one. Podcast number one.
Any bad views, fake. Any dislikes, fake result. Fake result. Bad man.
We hunt you down.
Minute 69. Nice.
It is nice minute. Zlotcast, podcast number one. Bring it. We're done.